I want you to imagine, just for a second, that you are the absolute best at what you do. Like, seriously, picture it.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You've got, a decade of experience, a stellar reputation in your community. Your past clients absolutely love you,
Right.
and you just know your industry inside and out. But when someone new goes looking for you online, you are practically a ghost.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is a jarring reality for a lot of seasoned professionals right now.
It really is.
Because you build up all this real-world capital, right? This hard-earned offline expertise. And the assumption has always been, well, my reputation will just naturally precede me.
Exactly. Word of mouth, right?
Right. But today, I mean, if that reputation isn't meticulously translated into a very specific digital format, it vanishes the second a potential client picks up the smartphone.
Poof, gone.
Exactly.
And that exact nightmare scenario and how to actually survive it is what we're diving into today.
Yeah, this is a big one.
We are looking at a strategic blueprint from a company called Top 3 SEO Agency. They're based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Great town.
It is. And they've developed this service. They call it the Agent Authority AI Visibility System.
That is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it's explicitly designed for real estate agents. But I have to say, the underlying mechanics here, they are a massive wake-up call for literally anyone trying to maintain a visible business in the modern economy.
Oh, absolutely. Because the strategy they lay out in this blueprint, it exposes a fundamental shift, a shift in how information is processed, how it's categorized, and ultimately presented to the consumer.
Yeah.
We're moving away from an internet that just points you to information toward an internet that evaluates and recommends it for you.
Right, which changes the whole game. So the mission for our deep dive today is to unpack how digital visibility is fundamentally changing right beneath our feet. We're going to look at how being genuinely good at your job is, well, completely irrelevant if the internet, and specifically artificial intelligence, doesn't actually know who you are. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, to really understand the tech solutions they're pitching here, we first have to look at the exact diagnosis they give the real estate industry.
Okay, lay it on me.
The blueprint pinpoints a very modern crisis, which is that a massive portion of otherwise successful agents are just entirely invisible online.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you see the symptoms of this everywhere, right?
Outwall color.
You look up a local business and they have this outdated website that looks like it was built in, I don't know, 2008.
With the flashing text.
Exactly. Or they have a completely abandoned social media feed where the last post was a generic Happy Thanksgiving graphic from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, the digital ghost town.
Right. Your Google business profile is either unclaimed or they just never look at it. And in real estate specifically, you see these listings that just disappear from their profile the second a house closes.
Which is crazy to me.
Right. It leaves no record that the agent actually did any work. Their online presence just completely fails to explain what they actually do all day.
There is a line in the agency's breakdown that I think perfectly captures this disconnect.
What's the line?
They tell their prospective clients, they say, the problem is not that you aren't a good realtor. The problem is that the internet does not know enough about you.
Wow. That line hits hard.
It really does.
It's like having a Michelin star restaurant hidden down a dark, winding alleyway.
Oh, that's a great
Like you
analysis.
have absolutely no signage, no lighting, and no listing on any map app whatsoever.
Just completely off the grid.
Right. You might be back there cooking the best food in the entire city. You might have the most perfectly plated scallops imaginable.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Right. But those tables are going to stay empty because the navigation systems people rely on don't even know you exist.
And the crazy part about that hidden restaurant is the psychological barrier that keeps the owner from just, putting up a sign.
What do you mean?
Well, for decades, business owners assumed that offline hustle would eventually dictate online authority.
Oh, sure. The whole if you build it, they will come
Yeah,
mentality.
exactly. The logic was always, I do good work, word of mouth spreads organically, and the digital world will naturally just catch up and reflect my status.
Right.
But that passive approach, It's entirely broken now.
Completely broken.
Artificial intelligence algorithms and modern search tools, they do not attend local networking events, you know?
They don't
hear the gossip at the coffee shop about who the best agent in town is.
Right. The AI isn't grabbing a latte.
Exactly. They require constant, recent, highly structured feeding of data to even justify recommending an agent to a user.
Yeah. If you aren't feeding the machine, it starves and your business disappears from view.
Precisely.
But, you know, this raises a huge question for me. Why is this suddenly a 5-alarm fire right now?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Like, why wasn't a standard 5-page website enough anymore? It comes down to a mutation in how people are actually searching for services, doesn't it?
It does. What's fascinating here is the transition from SEO to AEO.
Okay, break that down for us.
So we're all highly conditioned to understand SEO, right? Search engine optimization.
The classic game.
Right, the old game of trying to rank for a specific keyword so your website shows up on page one of Google. But this strategy heavily emphasizes AEO, which stands for AI Search Optimization.
AI Search Optimization, okay.
And that requires a completely different mechanical backend.
Because the way you and I interact with our devices has completely changed, right?
Yeah,
we aren't sitting at a desktop typing Realtor Chattanooga into a search bar and then patiently hunting through 10 pages of blue links anymore.
Nobody has time for that.
No.
Oh.
The blueprint points out that buyers and sellers are asking conversational questions now. They're in their cars, talking to their AI voice assistants, asking things like, who is the best realtor near me? Or who sells homes in East Brainerd? Or, you know, who should I use to buy a home in Chattanooga?
And that shift, right, from a choppy keyword search to a fluid conversational query, it completely alters the job of the search engine.
How so?
Well, traditional SEO is about providing a list of web links for the user to sort through. Here are 10 options, you figure it out.
Right.
AEO is about providing a direct, immediate, singular answer. The AI assistant is stepping in as an aggressive gatekeeper.
Oh, gatekeeper, yeah.
It doesn't want to give you 10 options. It wants to give you the best option.
Okay, but I mean, I have to push back on this a little bit.
Sure.
When I was reading through this blueprint, my skeptical radar definitely went up.
I don't blame you.
Is this AEO concept actually a brand new strategy? Or is this agency just taking standard old school SEO practices like, you know, making sure your website has a good FAQ page so it catches question-based searches and just slapping a shiny AI sticker on it to charge a premium?
It's a fair question.
Because they talk a lot about entity optimization. What does that actually look like in practice? Is it real?
I get the skepticism.
Yeah.
The line between advanced SEO and AEO can definitely look blurry from the outside.
Yeah, it really can.
But the emphasis on entity optimization and specifically agent schema markup is the core differentiator here.
Okay, schema markup. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so in the old SEO days, you essentially just needed the words East Brainerd Realtor scattered on your web page a few times to get a rank, right?
I just stuff the keywords in there.
Exactly. You're optimizing for a text matching game. But today, schema markup is actual code built into the back end of your website that speaks directly to the AI in its own native language.
Oh, interesting.
It structures the data so the AI never has to guess what it's looking at. It definitively categorizes you.
Like giving the AI a cheat sheet.
Yes. It tells the AI, hey, this is a real estate agent. This is their specific service area. These are their active listings. Here are their verified reviews.
So you're basically organizing the file cabinet for the robot before the robot even asks to see the files.
That is exactly the mechanism. You are removing all cognitive friction for the AI.
Cognitive friction, I like that.
You're transforming your digital presence from a random, messy collection of web pages into a verified, understandable entity in the machine's database.
And if you don't do that?
Well, if your data isn't structured this way, if you leave the AI to guess who you are and what you do, the AI, which prioritizes speed and confidence, will just skip right over you.
Wow.
It will instantly recommend the competitor who made the machine's job easier.
Okay, so I understand that the AI needs to be spoon-fed this heavily structured, perfectly coded data.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at the reality of the target audience here. Real estate agents are out showing houses 12 hours a day.
Yeah, they're busy.
They're negotiating contracts, managing inspections, driving all over town. How is any local professional supposed to find the time to code schema markup and optimize digital entities.
They can't. Which is precisely why the agent authority system is structured as a comprehensive, done-for-you digital engine.
Okay.
The agency breaks down their solution into six specific pillars. But rather than just listing them out like a textbook, it helps to look at how these pillars are strategically grouped to build this AI-friendly entity from the ground up.
Let's walk through that strategy, because it reveals the sheer scale of what is required to be visible today.
It really does.
The first group is essentially the foundation. They start with pillar one, a branded agent website. And they are very specific that this has to be built around you, the agent.
Yes, not the brokerage.
Exactly. It cannot just be a generic subpage on your massive brokerage's corporate site.
No, the AI needs an independent entity.
Right. It needs community pages, mobile optimization, and that crucial MLS IDX integration.
Oh, IDX is huge.
Yeah. And for those outside the real estate world listening, IDX is basically the massive data pipe that pulls live property listings directly from the local market database onto your website.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that pipe connected, you have absolutely no inventory to show.
Which is a problem if you're selling houses.
Exactly. And of course, this foundation includes all that AI schema code we just talked about.
Right. So once the foundation is built and the AI can read it, you move to the distribution engine.
Okay. Distribution.
This covers pillars 2 and 3. The agency utilizes integrations like Home ASAP for listing and social automation.
Okay.
And Keeping Current Matters, or KCM, for a real estate content engine.
KCM. Got it.
This is where the heavy lifting happens. These systems automatically syndicate property listings across Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and directory profiles like Zillow and Nextdoor.
That's a lot of platforms.
It is. And at the same time, the KCM engine is pumping out market updates, buyer education, and economic reports, adapting them for your blog and social feeds.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how heavily this distribution engine relies on automated, syndicated content.
Sure.
I mean, they're pulling generic market updates from KCM. They're using automated software to blast listings everywhere simultaneously.
Yeah.
If an agent completely hands over the keys to this done-for-you content machine, don't they risk losing their actual unique personal voice?
That is the danger.
Like, how does a local expert balance this kind of mass automation with authentic human branding? You don't want to sound like a robot just to appease a robot, you know?
It is the ultimate tightrope walk of modern digital marketing.
It really seems like it.
And it requires understanding that you are now playing to two completely different audiences.
Oh, so?
Well, if every agent in Chattanooga uses the exact same automated KCM economic report, a human consumer scrolling through Facebook might notice the repetition and just tune it out.
Yeah, they'll see right through it.
Right. However, from the AI's perspective,
yeah,
the presence of that authoritative, correctly formatted data is what matters most. The AI wants to see a steady pulse of industry-relevant content to confirm your entity is active and authoritative. It doesn't care if it's syndicated.
So you basically let the automation build the massive structural foundation and send the consistent signals that the search engines demand.
Exactly.
You use the automated engines to get past the robotic bouncer at the door of the club.
I love that, yes.
But once the AI recommends you and the human actually clicks through to your site, your personal branding, you know, your custom bio, your localized neighborhood insights, your videos, has to immediately take over to close the human trust gap.
Precisely. The automation gets you in the room. Your actual expertise closes the deal.
That makes total sense.
But, you know, to even get past that robotic bouncer, you need the third group of this strategy, which is trust signals.
Okay, trust signals.
This covers pillars 4, 5, and 6. This is where the AEO optimization really locks in.
Right.
The agency uses a citation tool called Localo to ensure the agent's information is identical across dozens of map platforms and search databases.
Oh, wow. Dozens.
Dozens, yeah. While heavily managing the Google Business Profile and actively generating reviews.
I really want to highlight that citation management part because it sounds incredibly tedious, but it's vital.
It is so vital.
For those who don't know, a digital citation is essentially any place on the internet where your business name, address, and phone number are listed together.
Yes. NAP. Name, address, phone.
Right. And it is exactly like a detective checking an alibi.
Oh, good way to put it.
Yeah, like if the detective goes to Yelp, MapQuest, Apple Maps, and Google, and your address or phone number is slightly different on each one, like maybe one says Avenue and one just says Ave, The AI treats you like a suspect who keeps changing their story.
Exactly.
It loses trust in your entity, its confidence drops, and it just stops recommending you.
That consistency is the glue holding the entire system together, you know?
It has to be perfect.
Right. If the citations built by Localo perfectly match the social listings from Home AHAP, and those perfectly match the schema data on the branded website, the AI's confidence just skyrockets.
So we have the foundation, the distribution, and the trust signals all built.
Yes.
But how does this massive interconnected engine actually generate paying clients? The blueprint outlines this in what they call the authority momentum flywheel.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, look at the specific flywheel they've built here.
It's a 7-step cycle, right?
Right. It's a 7-step cycle designed to reduce friction at every turn, creating self-sustaining momentum.
Okay, take me through it.
So, step one is your actual real-world expertise.
Is being good at your job.
Exactly. Step two, that expertise feeds into your optimized website to establish a digital home base.
Got it.
Step three, you push that out via the automated content engine to show value.
Which we just talked about.
Right. Step four, that activity is captured and centralized on your Google profile so you are visible exactly where people search.
Okay, making sense so far.
Step five, it is backed up by client reviews, which create undeniable social proof.
Okay, but this next step is where the entire paradigm shifts, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Step six is AI recommendations.
Right. The AI tools and conversational search engines process the pristine data from the first 5 steps. They verify your alibi, confirm your authority, and finally recommend you to the user.
Which is crazy to think about.
It is. And that leads directly to step 7, acquiring more buyers and sellers.
The ultimate goal.
Exactly. And the beauty of the flywheel is that those new clients fuel your real-world expertise, looping right back to step 1 and spinning the whole wheel faster.
It perfectly visualizes the new digital ecosystem.
It really does.
Like, you can't just throw $5,000 at a flashy website and expect the phone to ring.
No, those days are gone.
You need the reviews, the consistent Google updates, the matching citations, and the structured content all spinning together in harmony.
Yes, all at once.
Because only when they are all working simultaneously do you trigger step 6. The AI's recommendation algorithm is a chain reaction that you have to set up perfectly.
What is truly remarkable about this framework is that AI recommendations is explicitly placed as a mandatory gatekeeper step before you can acquire new clients.
That is wild.
The agency is openly arguing that AI is now the primary intermediary between a service provider and their local community.
Which brings us to the inevitable question, doesn't it?
Always does.
What is the actual cost of handing over your digital identity to an agency to spin this flywheel for you?
Pip.
Let's talk about the pricing strategy they've laid out, because I feel like it reveals a lot about where the real value lies here.
Oh, the pricing is very revealing. So the blueprint lays out 4 pricing tiers.
Okay.
They all require a minimum 6-month commitment to see results, plus a 1-time setup fee equal to whichever monthly tier you end up choosing.
So what does this all mean in terms of numbers? The entry point is the starter tier at $499 a month, right?
$499 a month.
And it is explicitly labeled for agents who need the basics.
Yeah.
At this level, you get the website, the hosting, Google Business Profile Management, review assistance, and basic AI optimization.
But then you look at the professional tier at $699 a month, which the agency labels as recommended.
Oh, the recommended tier.
Right. This is the tier where you actually get the Home ASAP social integration, the KCM content engine, the Localo citation management, monthly AEO updates, and blog publishing.
So let's break down the mechanics here for the listener.
Sure.
The jump from the starter tier to the professional tier is a $200 difference.
Right.
But that $200 is paying for the actual distribution and trust signals.
Exactly.
At $499, you are basically buying a nice digital brochure and having someone keep an eye on your Google reviews.
Pretty much.
At $699, you are unlocking the syndication, the alibi checking, and all the heavy lifting that actually feeds the AI algorithm.
And that tier structure tells you everything you need to know about the commoditization of digital visibility right now.
What do you mean?
Well, the agency knows that true AEO, you know, the actual solution to the invisibility problem they diagnosed,
yeah,
it cannot be achieved with just a basic website. All of the required automation is strategically gated behind that $699 price point.
Wow. Okay.
What we are really looking at here is a new kind of AI tax.
An AI tax.
Yeah. If you want the algorithmic bouncer to let you into the club, you have to pay a recurring subscription fee just to maintain the baseline data signals that the machine demands.
It is a profound shift in overhead costs for a local business.
Absolutely.
And for the massive producers, they have an elite tier at $999 a month that adds custom neighborhood pages, video integration, and lead capture funnels.
Right, the high rollers.
They even have a premium tier for top producers at $1,299 a month that throws in a YouTube channel, Facebook lead pages, and deluxe reporting.
Yeah, that's a serious package.
But I want to circle back to that 6-month minimum commitment they require across the board.
Okay.
I think that is a crucial detail here. Building authority, even when you have high-end AI tools and automation doing all the heavy lifting, is a marathon, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You cannot just pay an agency, flip a switch, and suddenly become the AI's favorite entity on day one.
No, because the algorithm is designed to be skeptical.
Right.
It takes time for search engines to crawl and index your new schema markup.
Right.
It takes months for your updated citations to propagate across the hundreds of disparate map databases out there.
Makes sense.
And it takes a sustained, consistent posting schedule to prove to the algorithm that your entity is actually active and reliable rather than just, you know, a temporary spam profile.
So you can't fake it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The 6-month window is an open admission that algorithmic trust cannot be bought overnight. It must be proven through sustained consistency.
So to bring all of these threads together, top 3 SEO agency makes an incredibly compelling and frankly slightly intimidating case in this blueprint.
I agree.
In our modern digital landscape, all of your hard-earned real-world reputation,
mm-hmm.
right? The handshakes, the closed deals, the late nights, the happy clients.
The real work.
The real work. It is effectively useless to your future growth if it isn't meticulously formatted, syndicated, and optimized for an AI to read and recommend.
Which is a tough pill to swallow.
It is. The days of letting your work speak for itself are over. You have to actively feed the machine to stay visible.
And this raises an important question that extends far beyond just the real estate industry.
Yeah, definitely.
While this specific system is perfectly tailored for realtors, this exact operational framework is the new baseline survival template for any local service business navigating the AI search transition.
Oh, 100%.
Plumbers, lawyers, accountants, dentists, contractors.
Right.
The rules of visibility have changed for everyone.
Everyone.
If you are a local professional, this AI barrier is being built between you and your prospects right now.
So as we wrap up, I want you to think about your own profession, your own business, or even just your own personal brand. When the next generation of clients entirely stops typing keywords into a search bar and instead just asks their AI voice assistant to find them the absolute best expert in town, what exactly is the internet going to tell that AI about you?
Hmm.
Are you clearly defined, properly coded, and actively spinning your own authority flywheel? Or are you that incredible Michelin star restaurant sitting in a dark alley, completely invisible to the map, just hoping someone happens to wander by?
Something to definitely think about.